ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಒಂದು ಒಕೇಜನಲ್ ತುಳಸಿ ಶಾಲಿಗ್ರಾಮ್ ವಿವಾಹ. ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಕಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಟ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಡಿನರಿ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಲವ್ ವಿಚ್ ದಿಸ್ ಫೆಸ್ಟಿವಲ್ ಇಲ್ಲಸ್ಟ್ರೇಟ್ಸ್. ವೆನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಡಿಸೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಟು ದಿ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್, ದ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಅಟ್ರಾಕ್ಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ಹಿಮ್, to demonstrate his wonderful pastimes and thereby attract us back to him. So he manifests in various ways. He manifests as a deity, as the holy name, and he manifests as the avatar, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. So he comes at various times and he manifests the avatar to attract us. So when he manifests in this way, the primary purpose of his manifestation is to attract us towards him. So the pastimes of the Lord are also meant for that purpose, to enable us to become attracted to him. Now when we look at this particular pastime, it's an extraordinary pastime wherein we are forced to look beyond appearances to substance. Tulsi Shaligram Vivaha, if somebody looks at it from just a superficial external perspective, one will say, what is this? There is a plant and there is a stone. What is there to celebrate in that? But the Bhagavatam, if it demonstrates anything, it demonstrates how the love between the Lord and the devotee can manifest in extraordinary ways. So for example, in the 7th canto, we have the Lord coming in a ferocious half-man, half-lion form. And the devotee is an endearing form of a small child, 5-year-old child. So the Lord can take extraordinary forms as he does in his various avatars. In Narasimhadev, there is Matsya, there is Kuruma. There are different avatars who come in different forms. And just as the Lord can come in different forms, even the devotees can be in different forms. So we see Vritrasura. Vritrasura is an asura born in the demoniac family and his form is also ferocious. Initially when he appears and comes on the battlefield, just by seeing him, the soldiers on the side of demigods flee in fear. So he is the antithesis of what we would think of as a devotee. Normally we would think of a devotee as soft, gentle, wearing a tilak and having a bead bag. Now Vritrasura has got nothing of that sort. Vritrasura is the antithesis of what we would normally consider as a devotee, and yet he's an exalted devotee. So through the example of the extraordinary forms in which the devotee manifests and the extraordinary forms in which the Lord manifests and the extraordinary ways in which a devoted heart can manifest whatever be the external form of the person, what we learn is to go beyond externals to see the essence. And the essence is the reciprocation of love. So, in this particular pastime of Tulsi Shaligram Vivaha, what we see is the same essential spirit which is celebrated in the Rasa Leela, where Krishna and the gopis are dancing in the supreme festival of love. The Lord in his sweetest and highest form as Krishna, and the topmost devotees as the gopis, they unite in the supreme celebration of love through the divine dance. So that same essential principle of the union of the love of union and love of the Lord and the devotee is manifested in the Tulsi Shaligram Vivaha. So the devotee manifests as Tulsi Devi and the Lord manifests as Shaligram Shila. So there is an elaborate story behind this, and the essential point of the story is that the Lord and the devotee can manifest in any form. So Shaligram Shila is considered to be a Swayambhuva Vigraha, and the Vigraha of the Lord can manifest in various ways. So normally certain sacred stones are used, sacred, or in the case of Jagannath, Daru Brahma, certain sacred trees, wood is used, and then from which the Shilpak, the artisan, gets the deity to manifest. But unlike these, The Shalagram is a form of the Lord, wherein the Lord Himself manifests as the deity in a particular stone. So the stone doesn't have to be cut or shaped or anything like that. It's directly considered to be the Lord. So normally the stone is considered to be dead, and it doesn't even fall among the 8.4 million species, normally speaking. So stone is considered to be there is Thavar and there is Jangama. There is Jada and there is Chitta. So the stone is considered normally to be Sthavar, to be Jada, to be unconscious. But the Lord is so merciful that in that which is unconscious, or through that which is unconscious, the Lord manifests Himself. And even among the various species, the trees are considered to be among the lowest. Aquatic trees, they're considered to be lowest. But the Lord's greatest devotee, Ashutulsi Maharani, is ultimately an expansion of Radharani, and Radharani is the topmost devotee of the Lord. So the Lord manifests as Tulsi Maharani, the devotee manifests as Tulsi Maharani, the Lord manifests in Shalagram, and the devotee's joy is in the celebration of love between the Lord and the devotee. So that's how this particular festival is not just a festival involving some outdated rituals of worshipping a stone and a tree. No, actually, if you understand, it's the timeless love between the Lord and the devotee, which is eternally being celebrated in the spiritual world, that is manifested in this world in an inconceivable way, where both the Lord and the devotee take on forms which don't seem to be really devotional, which don't seem to be divine. But by going beyond appearances to the essential substance, we can learn to see the principle of devotion and pray that that same principle of pure devotion may also progressively manifest in our heart. Thank you. Hare Krishna.